Tinofara Hove of TK Hove and Associates made the startling allegation before Mutare Magistrate Sekisai Chundura that his client was being persecuted for having spurned Mutasa's sexual advances. Mabika is facing one charge of stock theft involving 6 dairy bull calves and another charge of obstructing the course of justice. She has pleaded not guilty. The state alleges that Mabika received the 6 calves from Chipinge commercial dairy farmer David Ekels Jove as a donation towards ZANU-PF in September 2011. Prosecutor Christine Nyamaropa is alleging Mabika converted the calves to her own use without forwarding them to the party and later claimed they had died of starvation due to lack of supplementary feeding and milk. On the second count of obstruction of justice, the state alleges that in February this year, when the case was under police investigation, Mabika tampered with minutes at the party's offices to cover up the alleged crime. Hove, while cross-examining Mutasa, often referred to by his Nyati totem, challenged the ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration on threats he said to have made against Mabika if she continued to spurn his alleged advances. Mutasa, Hove alleges, told Mabika he would deal with her if he did not get what he wanted. Hove read in Shona a statement said to have come from Mutasa to Mabika at a party meeting at the Mutare Polytechnic College. Mutasa is alleged to have said, Mbizi nenyati zvinofura pamwe chete, kana mbizi ikaramba kufura nenyati, inotungwa nenyati. Hove told the court the words were inappropriate and of a sexual nature in a session Mutasa disputed. Hove says the accused refused Mutasa's sexual advances and to be in his political corner, hence she was now being politically persecuted as power struggles mount in ZANU-PF. Mutasa denied ever proposing love to Mabika, insisting he said the words to a friend as a joke and that if she took them as a proposition, then that was unfortunate. Hove also said Mabika was being used as a pawn in ZANU-PF's power struggles in Manicaland. Mutasa shocked the court when he shot back, saying the accused must be alert, adding that when two bull elephants fight, it is the grass that suffers. Mutasa said President Robert Mugabe ordered investigations into the matter and not him, adding Mabika was a friend and too small in ZANU-PF for him to consider her a threat. He said the ZANU-PF presidium was concerned with the reports regarding extortions in the province, not only of cattle, but from diamond mines, resulting in the probe leading to the court case. Farmer Jove was one of the 5 witnesses who testified in court today. Jove told the court the calves were barely a month old when he donated them to ZANU-PF, adding they were delicate and could have died if not fed for a day or 48 hours. Abel Chipoera, an assistant inspector with the Zimbabwe Republic Police based in Chipinge, said he was shocked to see high-ranking and senior police officers from police headquarters in Harare pursuing a case of 6 dead calves in Chipinge. The trial continues tomorrow when more witnesses are expected to testify. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.